Welcome to Daily Living with Father Chapin, where we consider God's Word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Yes, my friend, that is what we do. Sometimes the Bible can be a bit confusing, so we bust it down like a fraction. We're asking questions along the way. Questions like, what do these Gospels have to do with me? That's what I want to know. How can I take these Gospels and apply them into my daily living so that I can become a reflection of God's love to this world that definitely doesn't know God and is deeply in need of more love, don't you think? I mean, take a look around. There's a lot of bad news bears out there. But how can I be light in this darkness? I want to be a tool in the hand of God, making present His kingdom. Not someday, but today and every day. And that's what this show is all about. And I'm so glad that you could join us. We got a great show for you today. But before we get into it, I need to share with you some big news. I guess it was probably, I don't know, maybe a year ago or 6 months ago or so, I started kind of having a sore throat. Nothing big, more of a nuisance than anything else. But anyway, I've been having this sore throat and haven't really given too much thought. But I went into the ear doctor because, remember, I got those ear tubes. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but last winter. And so I was doing a follow-up with the ear, nose, and throat guy, and my ears are fine. But as I was getting up, almost as an afterthought, I said, you know, but I kind of have this burning in my throat. And he said, well, go sit down over there. So I went and sat down and looked over at the table, and there was a rubber hose. And on the end of that rubber hose was a camera. And that rubber hose went up my nose. I remember when I was about 13 years old, I was watching that show. Remember Welcome Back, Cotter? You know, when Vinnie Barbarino was John Travolta. He used to say, up your nose with the rubber hose. And it's funny, but it's not comfortable. Anyway, so they put the hose up my nose and started looking around. And, well, the next thing you know, it's a CT scan and then an endoscopy. And, well, guess what? I have throat cancer. My voice is being squeezed by tumors. Now, an obvious satanic attack, but don't worry. My God is bigger than that. And I am going to MD Anderson in Houston to be treated. And so starting next week, you are going to start seeing reruns for a couple of months, but I'll be back. So let's pray for each other. Meanwhile, let's focus because we have one more lesson before I'm off to Houston. I'm the vine. You are the branch. I love this gospel. In fact, it's one of my favorite gospels. I remember way early on in my conversion, I was going to this Bible study, and they had a little perforated, is that what you call it? A little thing that you ripped out and had a Bible verse every chapter. And the very first Bible verse that I ever committed to memory is this. I'm the vine, you are the branches. As you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. That is our lesson today. We are in the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. And then here it is. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, My words remain in you. Ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, do not be afraid. I'm not alone in the storm. It's just going to be a short while, and I will be back. You pray for me, I'll pray for you. We're going to beat this thing. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin. You hang out. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this gospel and a few other things here as we consider God's word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Hi, this is Father Chapin, host of Daily Living with Father Chapin. It is such a pleasure to be able to come into your home each and every week and share the good news, but it's a bit expensive. So I would ask you to consider grabbing a piece of paper and a pencil, and at the next break, I'm going to share with you some details how you can become a partner with Daily Living. And together, we can take the good news to a lost world. What do you say we get back to the show? Welcome back to Daily Living. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Once upon a time, there was a lazy preacher. And it was Sunday afternoon. And he was lying on his couch watching baseball. And as he lay there, he was thinking to himself, this is great. I don't have to do anything for the rest of the day. I can just lie here, be a total bum. This makes me happy because I am a lazy preacher. Just then, his wife calls from another room. Remember, honey, you got to go to that Boy Scout Jamboree and give the invocation. Oh, no, he had forgotten. Because besides being a lazy preacher, he was also a forgetful preacher. And now he doesn't want to go. He does not want to go. So he calls out to his wife, I ain't going. Just call him and tell him that I came down with something and I'm just not going to go. But his wife, she was not going to let that happen. She called down. You get your lazy behind off that couch and you get over there. Those kids are depending on you. Again, oh no, I don't want to go. I'm not going. Kept on saying, I'm not going. She kept on saying, you're going to go. And he realized after a while that no peace will come upon the land until I do what she is telling me to do. Because happy wife, happy life. So he gets up, stomps out of the house, slams the door, gets in his car, drives across town to the Jamboree. And as he pulls into the parking lot where the Jamboree is being held, he drives up to the far side of the football field where the Jamboree is in full swing. And as he gets out of his car, walks to the edge of the parking lot. He's looking down this long sloping hill all the way to the field where all the kids are milling around. And he's thinking to himself, man, I got to walk all the way down this hill. And then I'm going to give this prayer. And then I got to turn around and walk all the way back up this hill. And I don't want to do that because I am a lazy preacher. So he walks just a few steps off the parking lot, top of the hill, and he cries out in a booming voice, hey, you kids, get on up here. And they all come running. So all the kids come running and they're gathering around him, and he's standing there and he leans over and he grabs a branch from a nearby tree, grabs a leaf. He says, you see this leaf? See this leaf right here? The kids are like, yeah. He says, as long as this leaf is attached to this tree, it will live. And then he dramatically pulls a leaf off and throws it in the air and it floats down. He says, but as soon as it becomes detached from the tree, it dies. And the same thing will happen to you if you're not attached to Jesus. Amen. Turned around, walked away. That was it. That was it. Went back to his car. Drove all the way back across town. Got back on the couch. Continued to watch his baseball game. And you know, funny thing? He didn't miss much. Because that's kind of how baseball is. 6 months go by. And one day there's a knock at the door. And the lazy preacher gets up. And he answers the door, and there's a woman standing there who he does not know. She asks, "Are you the preacher?" He said, "Yeah." She asks, "Are you the preacher that spoke at the Boy Scout Jamboree?" And he's like, "Yep, that's me." And the lady started holding back the tears, got really emotional. I just wanted to come and thank you. Because you see, my son Jimmy was at that Jamboree. And he came home that day, and he kept on talking about a leaf and a tree and Jesus and a Jesus and a tree and a leaf and a touch over and over again. And, you know, preacher, we're not really church-going folk, but, you know, I looked at my husband and I said, we need to take this boy to church. Ever since, we've been going to church, and it's been really great. But what we didn't know at the time is that Jimmy had a very rare blood disease. And last week he died. And I just wanted to thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, he would have never met Jesus. And now we know he is with him in heaven. Wow. And that preacher thought, God used this lazy old preacher. One never knows the tangled web in which God weaves. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. This is a simple truth. It's a powerful truth. Today we find ourselves in the Gospel of John with yet another of one of John's seven I am statements. If you were with us last week, it was, I am the good shepherd. But then there's also, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the gate. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then today, and I think the person is my favorite, I'm the vine. These I am statements harken back to the voice coming from the burning bush. When God spoke to Moses, I am who am. And it's just one of the many ways that John communicates the divinity of Christ. I am the vine. So today, we're going to talk about vine growing. And let's begin by noting the fact that it ain't easy, okay? Growing vines takes a lot of work. It is not like planting a tree where you just dig a hole and walk away. No, there's a lot of work that is required, and much of that work is done by hand. Because you see, vine growing requires constant attention, kind of like children, particularly in the area of pruning. Because you see, vines must be lifted off the ground onto a wooden frame known as a trellis, where it can come into full view of the sun, which is feeding it. But here's the battle, gravity. It's a constant battle with gravity, because left to itself, the vine is constantly trying to fall back to the earth to develop its independent roots away from the main vine. Can anybody see where I'm going with this? We want to become our own vines, but here's the problem. These independent roots that shoot up away from the main vine, they're called trailer roots. And while these trailer roots can produce grapes, they're inferior grapes. They call them suckers. And they look a lot like a regular grape, but they're counterfeit. They're much smaller, and they will never reach full maturity, and they are often, at best, tasteless, but even more often, sour. Think of these inferior grapes that come from the trailer roots, these suckers, as the promises of Satan that stem from the big lie. You remember the big lie, don't you? First whispered to Eve in the Garden of Eden, I don't need God. I can be my own God. I don't need a vine grower. I can grow my own grapes. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin. You hang out. We'll be right back. And we will continue to talk all about this gospel here as we consider God's word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Hi, this is Father Chapin, host of Daily Living. If you feel like you're being fed by this ministry, I would ask you to prayerfully consider a partnership with Daily Living and what we're trying to do here. A monthly gift of any amount that you feel comfortable with, and I will send you a monthly newsletter, and if you provide an email address, a script of the show prior to its broadcast. Just write a check to Daily Living, P.O. Box 339, Nitro, West Virginia, 25143. You can also go on the website at mydailyliving.com and give through PayPal, and together we can shine the light of the good news in a whole lot of dark places. What do you say we get back to the show? Welcome back to Daily Living. Now, just for the break, we were talking all about vine growing. Of course, when I think of vineyards, I think of Northern California. I mean, they do call that the wine country. And they've been growing grapes up there for hundreds of years. But those vines are mere babes compared to European vineyards, where they've been growing vines for centuries. Consequently, European vines have a superior pedigree, causing one California vine grower to come up with a great idea. Why not import European vines and plant them in California? Which he did, and they all died. Because there are certain bugs and molds and conditions and blights in California that don't exist in European soil. And since they had no tolerance, they all died. But you know, speaking of molds and blights, several years ago, there was a great blight among the North Carolina Christmas tree farmers. That's big business down there. And a fungus was appearing that was killing all the Douglas firs, which, by the way, that's what you call a Christmas tree. It's called a Douglas fir. So they came up with a very interesting solution. They planted other kinds of fir trees that were resistant to the fungus. And once they took root, they grafted into those roots the prize Douglas firs, and guess what? They grew, despite the blight. My friends, we live in a world that has been infected with the fungus of sin. And left to our own will, we fall off the trellis, which is the will of God. And as we do, we take root into this world and produce counterfeit and inferior grapes. Because understand this, when Jesus says, I am the true vine, he is acknowledging that he's not the only vine. That's not what he said. He said, I'm the true vine, meaning that there are a lot of other vines out there. And of course there are. And they're all competing for your fruit. The vine of pride, the vine of lust, the vine of anger, the vine of self-sufficiency. These are all false vines sowed into your heart by the evil one. And what does that look like? Well, it looks like the man who says, I produce my own fruit. I produce my own grapes. And I got a bank account to prove it. That's a false vine. It looks like the TV preacher that is saying, send in your love offering so God will bless you. That is a false vine. It's that idea that, you know, if I could just leave my wife and children and be with her, then I'll be happy. That's a false mind. That idea that, well, nobody's looking, you know, it's a private sin, I'm not really hurting anybody, so what's the big deal? That's a false mind. Like I said, our world is infected with the fungus of sin, and it is presenting to us all kinds of false vines. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Now, I want you to really open up your mind wide and hear this, because this is very important. Notice it is the Father who is the vine grower. So it is the Father who prunes. Let me tell you, one thing about being pruned is it hurts, because you have attached yourself to a worldly vine. Say, for example, the vine of addiction. That's a very common one. Over time, it becomes a part of you. Not a good part, but nonetheless, it is a part of you. And even though you know intellectually, you know it is keeping you from the joy of the Spirit, you have become its slave, and it has become your master. One of the greatest misconceptions about Christianity is this idea that somehow we can prune ourselves. Somehow we can clean up, you know, and be good enough. That is a lie cooked up in hell, because you cannot save yourself. You cannot cure yourself of habitual sin any more than a vine can prune itself. Oh, you can get better. I mean, you can place more space between your behavior, but in the end, relapse is inevitable. Why? Because without me, you can do nothing. That's why. Only the vine grower himself, which is your heavenly Father, can prune you. Only the vine grower can cut off your trailer roots and lift you up into the sunlight of the Holy Spirit that feeds you, to live a life of joy that you are called to live. And that all begins by asking your Father to remove the fungus of your sin. Asking God to remove the parasites that are sapping you of your strength and crippling your fruit. As He lifts you up into the sunlight of the Holy Spirit, which feeds you. So how do we do that? Well, let me suggest three things. Number one, stop listening to the evil one who whispers in your ear every day, oh, you're not going to be happy without that habitual sin. Oh, life will be really boring without it. You're going to miss it. Don't listen to him. He is the father of lies. Number two, arrive to a place where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're ready for God to remove it. You can't remove it, but He can. Number three, humbly pray, oh Lord, prune me that I may bear fruit. And what's the fruit? Well, Paul talks about this in Galatians. The fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, the fruit of faithfulness, gentleness, the fruit of self-control. Does that sound good to you? They will know us by our fruit. Let us ask God to prune us today, because without Jesus, we can do nothing. Yet if we allow our Father to prune us and graft ourselves into the true vine, well, then the juice of Jesus will flow through our veins as we sing the 10-fingered prayer. You remember the 10-fingered prayer, don't you? I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And then your Father will produce fruit in you. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. That Greek word for remain is meno, often translated as abide. And this is an interesting word, because it suggests a continuous action. It means to stay, to live, to dwell, to endure, to continue. In other words, it's not a one and done thing. This is not some moment in a lifetime. This is a lifetime. And just like the lazy preacher said, as long as a leaf remains on the tree, it lives. But as soon as it becomes detached, as soon as it tries to find its own way, as soon as it starts laying down its own trailer roots to create its own fruit, as soon as you are not grafted into the true vine, then the fungus-infected soil of sin we call this world will take you out. But if you're grafted into Jesus, he's already dealt with all that. All of it. Welcome to the cross. If you're grafted into him, you are in the Father's hands. My friends, Jesus said, I'm the true vine. And like I said, he's not the only vine. There's many others out there as well. So the question really becomes simply this. What kind of fruit are you producing these days? Is it the fruit of the Spirit, which comes from the true vine? Or is it the fruit of this world, planted by the prince of this world? I'm the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. What vine are you connected with today? You know, every day in this country, somebody does something nice for somebody else. Today, why don't you let that somebody be you? Because the best vitamin for a Christian is be one. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin, swinging the bat of truth. Hope you can come back next week and we'll do it again. Until then, I hope you let God live in your life. And I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.